There was a time when Francis felt that he was in a bit of a rut playing the same two dozen tunes every Saturday night, so he decided it was time to get out and see what was going on, as he says. He began to work on his fiddling. He bought a lot of records, started attending bluegrass festivals, and learning new tunes. Some of the tunes that he learned were old-time tunes, and others were more modern-sounding pieces. I asked him whether he prefers the new ones or the old ones. He says he likes them both, but he plays them all in an old-time style. Francis describes himself as basically an old-time fiddler. I want you to hear now one of the new old-time tunes in his repertory, one called Tom and Jerry. And after that, one of his current favorites, a Canadian tune called St. Anne's Reel. It's one that he learned off of a recording by Tommy Jackson.
I thought of another one, my favorites we ain't done yet, Tom and Jerry. It's the old-time fiddle.
Tune. Do you learn to whistle it to yourself or hum it?
Oh, yeah, I'll be able to hum it to myself in my head.
And then
I'll
you
know
can,
the melody.
Yeah.
I sit there and sometimes listen to a record. I can't learn it fast. I listen to it maybe then a couple weeks later, go back and listen to it again, you know. And eventually I'll get that tune in my head, and then I'll be able to learn. A lot of them old songs, dude, I might not play exactly right, because a lot of them I just learned by hearing, maybe hearing them on the radio two or three times and not trying to play them. And like when I used to play Fisher's hornpipe, a guy had learned it off of notes, but he could never quite get it right. But he said, that's funny. He said, you don't know it and you can play it, and I know it and I can't play it.
Do you read notes at all?
No. I took lessons for about six lessons after I played for 10 years and thought, no, I was just thinking, you know, I'll play something like a backup push. I'd love a different style.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that just something you came up with on your own?
Yeah, I just kept trying and trying. Nobody ever did show me. I mean,
yeah.
That's like a devil's dream. I always tried to figure out how I got that in there, and I couldn't ever figure out. And I just sat in here one day and just happened to stumble onto it.
Well, let's hear how you do devil's dream.
Okay. That's an A.
I was hoping you'd ask, huh?
Not really bluegrass. You don't call yourself a bluegrass fiddler, do you?
No, I think it's more old time style. Yeah. I don't know.
Has your style changed over the years?
No, I think I played a good 30 years ago as I do now.
Yeah.
I heard some old tapes. Oh, I guess they were old discs we cut. Used to have old discs recorded before they had tapes, and I listened to some of them already. And I played a good 30 years ago than I do now, I think.
Well, now you're starting to play the Canadian stuff. It's not making any difference in your style?
Well, it might be a little bit. Just learning more pieces, different pieces.
Today, a lot of people would probably describe Francis's music as bluegrass, but that's not quite accurate. Bluegrass originated in the South, and while Francis plays a number of Southern or hillbilly tunes, his style is, if anything, more Northern or similar to the Canadian type of fiddling. But Francis goes to a lot of bluegrass festivals, for they provide a good chance to play all weekend long with other musicians and for music lovers. At bluegrass festivals, Francis usually plays the tunes that are popular with bluegrass fans. Most of the bluegrass musicians can't, in return, play many of the tunes that Francis knows, for bluegrass musicians tend to play only in the keys of A and G, while Francis plays also a lot of tunes that are in the keys of D, C, F, and B flat. Francis likes bluegrass music, for it's the closest thing he's found to the old-time music that he heard on the radio when he was younger. He's added a number of bluegrass tunes to his repertory, such as Gold Rush, which you'll hear in a little bit. And then also there's some of the tunes that people request of anybody who plays the fiddle.
Hey, that's the longest I ever played. Nobody asked for Orange Blossom Rush. That's the most requested fiddle tune there.
Yeah.
I played for 20 years before I ever learned that, and I never bothered about learning it until everybody kept asking me if I played Orange Blossom Special. I thought I'd better learn it.
You play any differently when you're doing a bluegrass piece?
I don't know. Maybe whoever I learned it from makes me think it's bluegrass. That's like Gold Rush. That's bluegrass too. Because I learned that from bluegrass, and that's got to be bluegrass.
I can't remember how it goes now.
One thing is sure, the tunes that Francis doesn't get to play anywhere else, he can play at home for an appreciative audience. Nana and all the kids know all the tunes and can recognize them. They all have their favorites. Some of the kids like Listen to the Mockingbird the best. Nana requested John Hardy the night that we were there, but she has some other favorites as well. Everybody who was there for this recording session got to hear their favorites, including Esther and Helen and their husbands, Bill and Art.
Oh, no, we didn't play Art's favorite.
Irish Marshall.
All right. Thank you.
play his favorite, that Kansas City Rag.
There you go.
Favorite that you want to get in here?
I guess he's played most of mine.
I know when you used to ask for once in a while.
What's that?
Spanish two-step. A and D.
Spanish two-step, a tune requested by Helen. And the next one is the 50-year-ago waltz, a tune that Francis usually plays when he enters a contest. This one was requested by Esther.
Thank you.
first heard Francis play the fiddle at a contest. Now, contest fiddling is a different thing from dance fiddling. More emphasis is put on fancy licks than on a good solid rhythm that provides the right feel for the dancers. Francis is first and foremost a dance fiddler. He does all right at contests, though, and he has a number of trophies to prove it. Here's a jig that he used to play at contests when one was required. That's not the case around Indiana anymore. It is, though, up in Canada. This one he doesn't know the name for. It's in the key of C. It's a pretty common tune in the northern part of the United States. I've heard it called the Bride of the Winds. We'll follow that up with a waltz that Francis made up. Out of time on this Indiana hoedown. Got time for two more, and I'm proud to say that I was able to join Francis Giles on these last two tunes for some twin fiddling. The first one is called Liberty. Francis starts it off, and then when I come in, he does a high harmony part. And then after that will be the Chinese Breakdown, one of the tunes that Francis learned from his Uncle Joe Giles. Thank you. think I can still play Chinese Breakdown. I learned it from listening to your record, so.
What key do we play it in? C or D?
D. Paul Tyler saying bye for now. I want to thank Helen Loesch, Esther Mowry, and Francis Giles for being a part of this Indiana Hoedown and sharing their fine music with us. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Indiana Hoedown. I hope you'll join me again next week for more traditional music from the Hoosier State.
The preceding program was made possible by a grant from the Indiana Committee for the Humanities, in cooperation with the National Endowment for the Humanities, and with the support of the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts. Indiana Hoedown is produced through the facilities of radio station WIPU-FM.